So we are trying to change your opinion of 2018 before the cement sets. It wasn't all bad. We had some pretty good times around here.
Here are some of our favorite questions we put to our panel over the years. We'll start with one asked by guest host Helen Hong.
Adam, an outdoor restaurant in Australia whose patrons were being harassed by seagulls, has solved the problem by giving them all what?
Well, I have no idea, so I'm just going to randomly say water guns.
That is true!
I knew that one.
That is correct! Super Soakers! Can you believe this? The Three Sheets restaurant, as in three sheets to the wind, guys, in Perth was facing an unusually bad seagull problem this spring, so as a last-ditch effort, they addressed the issue by arming every table with Super Soakers. It was much better than their first idea, serving buffalo-style seagull wings. I'd pay $10 to watch people shoot seagulls without any food.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like a great... I would go to Three Sheets.
Doesn't that sound fun? Like absolutely. A video game come to life?
Yeah.
You know, we had raccoons in our mulch pile for a while. And
this sounds related.
So we're out with a Super Soaker one night, and it was like a clown car. There were going to be five big old raccoons in my mulch pile, and they all come lumbering out, and they waddled down the street pretty quickly, and I'm like, there, took care of that, you know? And then the next night, I look out, and there they are again. And this time, I took out water balloons, and I pelted them with water balloons, and now, like, 8, 10 of them come out, you know? And they waddled down the street, and then I realized we're in the middle of a terrible, terrible heat wave. They must be going back to their buddies and going, you know, tomorrow night she's going to have a water slide. Yeah, I was providing an amusement park, a water world, if you will, for raccoons. And in the same way, I'm not sure that just a little bit of water in your wings is going to put off a seagull. Don't they go in the ocean?
It's
like an animal show and a little bit of Gallagher mixed in.
Yeah, I don't know. I question the food there that nobody notices. Oh, my gosh, my fries are
soup.
Soaked. It's mostly drinks, yeah. These drinks are really watered down.
Maeve, research out this week by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission shows that thousands of Americans had to go to the hospital in 2017 because of injuries caused by what?
Oh, waiting so long on the phone to their medical insurance?
No.
Thousands had to go. Oh, so did they? Oh, taking a selfie, they fell into the Grand Canal.
That.
Or the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon. That.
Thank you. Someone in the audience
was like.
You are
a stranger to these parts, are you not? Well, it turns out, I mean, the danger of this, we didn't know. It turns out you really should not combine pineapple and pepperoni.
What?
What?
Because the pizza man will punch you in the face. And
well,
you
actually said it. The danger comes from what?
Pizza.
Yes, the answer is pizza. 1,700 people. I'm sorry, I take that back. 2,300 people in 2017 in America went to the emergency room because of pizza-related injuries.
I believe it.
You do?
I believe it. I have been scalded very badly by a piping hot pizza.
That could be it.
I've been scolded very badly.
Yeah,
really. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Not
no,
again.
As you say,
you're
most
on
of
your
them...
own. This is a family-sized pizza.
Well, you guessed right, Helen. Most of the injuries are things you would expect. Burns from the hot sauce and cheese, cuts trying to cut it, choking in that little miniature plastic table they give you. Other injuries are kind of embarrassing. This is true. One of the things that puts people in the emergency room is people reaching for a slice of pizza while they're in bed and falling out and hurting themselves.
No.
So be careful with your pizza, America. And remember, if the ambulance doesn't get you to the ER in 30 minutes or less... you die.
I wonder if, like, here in Chicago, because isn't there, like, the deep dish?
There is.
Like, has there ever been, like, an infant lost in...
It's possible.
Not a bad way to go, but embarrassing for the parents.
I think so. Helen, a big scandal at the U.S. Open this week. Many are saying a woman should be shunned, shamed, or even sent to jail after being spotted on the television broadcast of the match doing what?
She was... can I have a hint?
Well, some people like barbecue sauce. Some people like it sweet and sour.
She was eating chicken nuggets.
Well, she was, but what was she doing with them?
That sounds really lewd. She was not eating chicken nuggets.
She was eating chicken fingers. You're right.
Okay.
But it's what she was doing with them prior to eating them.
She was dipping them in both barbecue sauce and...
No.
She was dipping them and then throwing them in the air and then catching them in her mouth like popcorn. She was throwing them at the players.
She was. You're never gonna guess, but I just enjoy you trying.
I can't.
But
imagine.
That's how unexpected it was. I
know.
Think.
Maeve, do you know?
Yeah, I saw it. She was dipping them in Coke.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
She was. I know. You're shocked, aren't you, Helen? You never would have thought of that.
That's even more lewd than what I was thinking.
I know. This woman was seen dipping her chicken fingers in Coca-Cola and then eating them.
No.
Yes. No, no, that's insane. You can't do that. You have to, if you want to be healthy, dip them in Diet Coke. Tennis fans were aghast at the spectacle, with one claiming, "I almost made a noise."
But I just think, you know, that poor lady, she was eating the way, like, we eat when we think we're alone.
Yeah.
And, like...
Yeah.
And four years old. And I really felt for her because she didn't know she was on camera.
She didn't. Right. And this is hilarious because, of course, this woman became a celebrity and she was interviewed. And it turns out she was there with her nephews, children, and she turned to them. This is true. Before she started dipping the chicken fingers into the Coke and was caught on live TV, she turned to them and she said, "Don't tell anyone about this."
Oh, no.
Wow.
True.
I mean, it did remind me of something that I do when I'm like trying not to overeat. I pretend that Michael Fassbender is watching me.
Yeah. And then you just start stripping.
Why Michael Fassbender specifically?
Because I'm like,
he's the babe.
He's so hot.
He's the hottest.
So I'm just like, oh, no more M&Ms for me. I like push them away like a lady.
Is that your Michael Fassbender voice?
No, that's my voice.
You're sitting there.
But is that the voice that you will use when you finally meet Michael Fassbender? You're like, oh no.
Hello, Michael.
You sound like Julia Child.
Make yourself comfortable. Do you want some pizza? Be careful now. It's up the side of the bed.